USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more U.S. lawmakers from both parties are talking about serious consequences for Saudi Arabia after it admits to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, says he understands that the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a valuable one in many ways.
That relationship cannot allow savagery such as this. So I would ask the president to try to thread the needle here. Whether it involves imposing sanctions, whether it involves delaying arms sales, making a clear statement of condemnation at the end.
At least 5,000 Central American migrants saying they are seeking asylum from poverty, gang violence, and corruption in their home countries are now marching through Mexico. The Mexican government trying to process asylum requests from members of the group that numbered about 3,000 when they left Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Still no sign of a Wisconsin teenage girl who's been missing now for a week after her parents were discovered fatally shot in their home in Barron, Wisconsin. This neighbor says it leaves people wondering.
Wondering what ifs and what, where could she be and how do we move forward?
That's Kim Fransden speaking about the disappearance of Jamie Kloss on NBC's Today Show. Authorities don't know much right now except to say they do believe Jamie was in the home at the time her parents were murdered. The remains of another powerful hurricane could send some heavy rains into Texas later this week. Hurricane Willa became a Category 4 storm on Sunday night in the Pacific off the western coast of Guatemala. Texas could get some heavy rains from it come Thursday. President Trump will be in Houston today for a campaign rally with Republican Senator Ted Cruz, whose re-election is facing a challenge from Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The rally will take place on the first day of early voting in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 5,000 and maybe more than 7,000 Central American migrants seeking asylum are now making their way through Mexico north towards the U.S. border, and President Trump has something to say about it. Several things, in fact, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them.
On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first. And if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. President goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point.
Again, that's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. New York City police suspending body camera use for some 3,000 cops. The NYPD making the move after a Staten Island officer's body cam started smoking and then burst into flames on Saturday night. He wasn't injured. And China plans to put an artificial moon over the city of Chengdu. It's aiming to save millions in electricity costs, and it could have it in orbit by 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.